JEA is preparing to move its headquarters a few blocks to the southwest. As the Jackson's Mike Field tells us, that slight move could have a big impact on the walkability of downtown. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT. Mike, JEA has chosen Adams Street as its new headquarters location that's right near the Duval County Courthouse. Why could that location be good for that area?
Well, maybe this is a good PSA for the younger listeners. If you're looking for a good career path, in order to make it in urban planning or urban real estate development, you only need to be a C student. And specifically, you need to focus on four C's: clustering, complementary uses, and a compact and contextually sensitive setting. And what that means is that you want to make sure that you have an environment where there are things to do in a short walkable distance. Think about if you go to the mall and you walk out of Sears and you saw a bunch of empty storefronts and empty spaces, the chances of you going to the food court are pretty small. But if you see interesting things, if you see vibrant storefronts and places to wander, you're going to want to walk more. And that's the same problem that downtown has.
So how does this move help that problem?
So there are, you know, really three streets in downtown that have a pretty big supply of uninterrupted building stock. And one of those streets is Adams Street. Along Adams, you have about a six-block area that is pretty much devoid of any surface parking lots. So you have that kind of walkable corridor. Adams Street has about 20,000 square feet or so of ground floor retail space. And there are about a dozen or so restaurant spaces that are either occupied or unoccupied. And so you have that opportunity on Adams Street to have an anchor on one side, which is JEA, and then you'll have anchors on the other side, which is the apartments like the Carling, 11 East, and FSCJ's new student housing anchoring the other side of the street. And in between that, you can have an area filled with restaurants, bars, retail spaces, outdoor seating areas, really that interesting place to walk around. A lot of downtown development discussions center around places like the Shipyards and the District. And while those are all great projects, these are still kind of 15 to 20 year or more projects that take to build out. Here with JEA's move, you have an environment where in the next, say, 2 years, you can have a thoroughfare like Main Street in Greenville or Clamata Street in West Palm Beach that draws visitors at nights and weekends because it is a vibrant area. And then during the daytime, you have those daytime anchors like offices and apartments.
Do we know of any tenants who are planning to move to Adams Street with this on the horizon?
That's the real exciting thing here is that there's a lot of properties along Adams Street that have been dormant for a long time. Recently, you've had some local investors like the Asurian family that have come in and bought buildings along that thoroughfare and are now really looking at leasing spaces out. Whereas before you had some absentee landlords that, you know, weren't really actively trying to fill those spaces. Now we have local investors that are really trying to make this a vibrant place.
So how long are we realistically talking before this could be a vibrant, walkable area, Mike?
In order to have the JEA headquarters, we're probably looking about 2022 until that's fully online. But in the meantime, I think you're going to see a rush of tenants that are looking to get ahead of that curve and really open up to make sure they're all ready to go once those employees move along Adams Street.
That's the Jackson's Mike Field. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is the Jackson on WJCT.